Welcome to the podcast from Janam TV. My name is Suresh Kochatel. Today, I'm going to speak to you about the tragic incident that happened at Neyyattinkara in Kerala. It's a story of how a society had failed. The shocking incident where a couple, Rajan and his wife Ambali, of Pongil in Nellimodu near Neyyattinkara in Kerala, during the move to thwart an attempt to evict a family from the house that sparked off protest from various parts of the state. The couple were forced to take their own lives due to the lackadaisical attitude of the policemen present on the spot and is a reflection of the failure of everyone involved. How did the judicial process fail a family that is trying to salvage their home, a modest home, if one can call it that? What happened to the political parties who profess their love for the homeless? Or the human right activists who pop up just when television cameras are beginning to roll? Why did the stay order of the Kerala High Court take so long to reach the petitioner? Why did the police not check on the status of the petition in the High Court? Why did the police not heed to the plea of Rajan to wait for a copy of the stay order given by the High Court? Questions and more questions. Rahul and Ranjit, who were mocked by the insensitive language of the police officials when they were trying to dig a grave for their father, while the mother was still battling for her life in the hospital. Are police officials not trained how to deal with a situation when someone threatens to kill themselves? Are there no standard operating procedures to handle situations when an emotionally distraught child was trying to dig a grave? Where were these people who turned up in the thousands to protest after it was all over? Why didn't they support the family when they were fighting a desperate battle to save their home? Where was the media? The tragedy at Neyyattinkara is a collective failure which caught the media's attention only because the visuals were captured on a mobile phone, showing how the distraught couple clung to each other, doused themselves in petrol, and then came the ham-handed attempt of the police officer to snatch the lighter, which went horrendously wrong. All that could have gone wrong went wrong. And each and every one of us is responsible for what happened at Neyyattinkara. The tragedy of Neyyattinkara will be forgotten in a few days and out of public memory in a few weeks, till a similar tragedy happens again. This podcast is from Janam TV.